All right, greetings one and all. So today we have a journey to have. Our final conversation from 11 o'clock will be about poverty level in Nigeria. Yes, a lot of people are talking about it. It seems like one of those overflowed conversations. But my question is not about what's causing it. Neither am I going to be asking you what are the solutions, because I think a lot of people are proffered. But we're going to look at a very specific group of people from about 11 a.m. this morning. I can't wait to have that conversation with you. And then later on, from 10 o'clock, we usually have a power update. I'll make mention of that. But there's something that's big today. We'll talk about HIV/AIDS today. Just you and I will share something very interesting with you from 10 o'clock this morning. But we kickstart inside Rivers on the Office Beat, talking about businesses here in River State. Yes, we're talking about community levies in Port Harcourt. Now, my question is this: what are some of the community levies you have had or you've experienced or you received, and did you think they were legal? Now, I don't have a lawyer here this morning, and it's intentional because I want to just get to hear your views and how some of you have been, in quotes, handling this interesting scenario, this interesting development in Port Harcourt. So, fasten your seatbelts, ladies and gentlemen, and that's our show for this morning, all things being equal, without any other drama. Oh yes, I meant to even tell you guys about the World Cup. Mixed emotions really yesterday. Mixed emotions, but from 10 o'clock, all right, 10 o'clock we'll get there. We'll do something about, you know, the World Cup update. Am I emotional about this? A little, but let's not digress. Let us not digress. So, ladies and gentlemen, fasten your seatbelts and let's get started with levies.
In a fast-changing world.
Tune in to 92.3 Nigeria Info for the best of news, talk and sports 24/7.
On your talk station, the conversation never ends.
Let the person walk, we vote you. You see, the person doesn't have to tell us to wait for the godfather to take him again.
You carry your file anywhere. Who won't give you job?
But, I mean, some people have succeeded, unfortunately.
Joy, let not lie.
No.
It's Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
Yesterday, the Central Planning Committee of the funeral of the late Royal Highness Eze Ndubuize Wobu Okocha Olumeni has denied imposing any burial levy on anybody, company or business outfit within the room Olumeni for the purpose of the burial. A statement by the chairman of the Central Planning Committee, Chief Honorable Anthony Okeah, said that, look, this is not true, you know, that all shops, supermarkets, hotels, petrol stations, churches and schools shall remain open and operational throughout the period of the burial, except the Rumo Lumini main market, popularly known as Big Tree Market, that shall be closed on Friday 2nd and Saturday 3rd of December, that's tomorrow and the day after. Alright, apart from that, says nobody's leveling anything. In fact, I had to ask one of our reporters and say, yes, it's been cleared that there's no levy, you know, for the burial. But interestingly, before all of this came through, you know, on one or two conversations in the past, people have called in to say, that sometimes some committee come and say, they want a levy for Christmas celebration, or maybe somebody died, or even wedding. Yeah, I've heard about such things. Now, I do know that when you are in a community, that there are certain levies that can be imposed on by the very nature of your, you know, presence there, because you're all there, you all stand to benefit from such levies. For example, you know, I lived on a street where the road was really bad, and everybody said, look, you know what, let's contribute some money, let's get some people to pour some silt, pour some sand, and also have some granite there, and that will make sure our cars don't get damaged. And I'm like, okay, fine, I don't have a car, but it makes sense, because when the rains do come, and they come very often, this is River State after all, you know, it's going to be easier for you to walk on a road or a street that has some form of substance to it, as opposed to just mud. You know, you don't know what could happen. It makes a lot of sense. So, in that case, I won't call that an illegal, you know, levy of some sort. But, once again, I open the phone lines and I want to hear from you. Have you ever had, you know, certain, quote, community levies that have been brought to you that, one, you were either not happy about, or two, you know, they were just outrightly illegal? For example, the notion that when it's Christmas, they come to your shop and say, hey, bring 2,000 naira, 1,000 naira for Christmas celebration. And you're like, I'm a business, I'm not part of your community. And then there's an interesting twist to this, because I also hear that when these levies are usually being enforced, they don't take from those who are, in quotes, born in that community. You know, they rather have, you know, people who have moved in, who are renting apartments, you know, go and, you know, as it were, collect the money from them. You know, so let's say the street belongs to Jude's family. You know, when they go out to collect levies, they won't collect levies from Jude's brothers and cousins. No. They'll collect from Sam Oracle's brothers and cousins, and maybe even Sam's ex-girlfriend. You know, all in a bid to make sure that we have a smashing Christmas party. But some people have said, look, that's not fair, and I don't particularly like it. So, what are some of these levies? Let's get to hear them, if you have any experience with such a thing.
The views and opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info, let's talk.
So 0179230002, 0817923003, 0817923007, and 0817923009. The smart number is 0700923 0923, 0700923 0923. That's the smart number. On Facebook and Twitter, at Nigeria Info PH, at Nigeria Info PH is where you find us. And then WhatsApp and Telegram available on 08-09-030-6416. So if you are a resident in River State, in any of the communities, have you ever had any levies directed at you that you did not find comfortable? Did someone die and say, oh, because so-and-so person died, everybody who lives in this area, on this street, or within these premises, all of you will bring 1 naira so that we can bury our beloved loved person or uncle, whatever it is. You know, there are certain levels, like I gave an example, you know, with this fixing of the roads, maybe a street that needs some repair. You know, that happens. That's going to be for the benefit of the general public. But what about levies that you don't directly benefit from? Have you experienced them here in Port Harcourt? What are they? Were they legal? Did they have any backing of some sort? Were you even forced? Were you coerced, you know, to do these things, to pay these monies? We want to get to find out from you, because reading that report and saying that businesses will be open and no levy had been made on businesses, petrol stations, shops, it got me thinking, have they done this before? Has it happened in River State before? In your, where you reside, whether you are from there or not, has it happened? Is it a norm? And is everybody expected to pay? You know, let's find out. All right, 08-0179-23-0002, smart number 0700923 0923-070-0923-0923. As always, please do well. Turn down the volume of your radio set so that we can get to hear and have a decent conversation with you. Turn down the volume of your radio set, all right? So that we can get to hear and have a decent conversation with you. I'm trying to connect to this caller. Yes, Daniel. Daniel, good morning to you.
Good morning, my brother Jude.
Good morning.
Yes. You are discussing this as I am calling from Abia, sharing common boundary with you, Mogeto Zago. Yes. And the issue you are talking about, I think, let us face it nationally. This is not about the burial or whatever. We are talking about Nigeria, national, whether you call it NEPA or whatever, that as I am putting to you in Imo Gate Ozuako, Abia State, sharing common boundary with the River State after Imo Gate Ozuako is Obibo, that we will pay 2 hours in a month for what they call NEPA or whatever. People will come here and then harass you, do whatever. And you begin to ask them, I think that we will pay for what we use. And why I'm saying this is that how come that government has not been able to checkmate this, regulate it, that people impose their wish on order to collect illegal money? As I am talking to you, we have not had light here for over 2 years.
Daniel, good morning. Hello. So I'm sorry to interject. You make a very good point about how government is not able to regulate it, right? But you are talking about, you know, a service that should be available to everybody, right? And it makes sense. But I'm asking you. You are very close to River State. Maybe you've had experiences. Have you heard of where maybe Daniel wants to have his child dedication? Daniel is the prominent person, maybe the chief of the area. And then Daniel tells his boys to go around the area and tell everybody, bring 100 naira each so that we can celebrate my boy's birthday.
Yes,
have you heard of such things?
The other way around, that is what I am hammering on. If government, federal government of Nigeria, cannot be able to checkmate that of federal, whether they call it NEPA, THC or whatever, is it? Yes, now it simply means in my community, in my family, in my house, I can impose any kind of illegal thing on the tenants in my house, and government has don't have to question me. This is the reason why I'm called. I am from Abia, not Rivers.
It doesn't matter.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. I see the narrative and the direction that he's coming from. So there is a problem with governance, you know, and how fees and, you know, payments, taxation and things like that can come through. So if it's difficult to regulate there, chances are it's going to be the same here. Interesting. Good morning, Jude. There is this multinational company in one of the communities here. The vendors of the company to the company are made to pay 200,000 naira. 1 million naira community levy annually. Failure to pay leads to confiscation of your goods. One vendor reportedly received a letter demanding for burial levy of paramount ruler. Now, I need to ask this. Now, this is coming from Jude in On Air. I don't know if that's his real name, but you know. But anyway, the point here, what I want to ask is this. Such a levy, how does that concern the person who's carrying out a business in that area? Now, I can understand when people approach you for funds. Please, we're soliciting for. But when you say, hey, we are going to place a levy on all of you, all the shops here, bring this to give a... is that legal?
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Harcourt.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts.
Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over
Abdullah again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Yes, 90.3. It's at 9:30 now. 31 minutes gone past the hour of 9 o'clock. Good morning to you. Jude Omamigbe is my name. Now, this morning, we're talking about levies that you have experienced here in Port Harcourt. I want to find out from you, if you have, you know, wherever your business is, wherever your home is, if you have had levies that you felt were not proper, you felt maybe they were maybe illegal even. And then more importantly, what did you do about them? Did you make a report about them? That's what we want to find out. Now, the reason why I ask this, and it's a very interesting story, was in the news yesterday, that the Central Planning Committee of the funeral of the late Highness, Royal Highness, Eze Ndubuize Wobo Okocha Lumene, has denied imposing any burial levy on anybody, company, or business outfit within the Rumba Lumene for the purpose of the burial. Full stop. End of story. Now, there was a communique after that, and I'll read that up for you, particularly those of you who are within the Rumba Lumene axis. So, he says that shops, supermarkets, hotels, petrol stations, filling stations, churches, and schools shall remain open and operational throughout the period of the burial, except the Rumba Lumene main market, popularly known as Big Tree Market, that shall be closed for Friday 2nd and Saturday 3rd December 2022. Now, the statement said that all the roads in the area will remain open except those designated for the erection of canopies in the community and the palace of His late Royal Highness. That will be closed on Friday and Saturday. All right. So the statement further called on the security agencies and the vigilante to assist in the maintenance of peace and order during the program. I think that's a brilliantly written communique. Very good. But our concern is the opening paragraph that, as it were, disavowed and distanced itself, talking about the funeral planning committee, on accusations that burial levies were imposed on persons, business outfits, or companies. Does that happen? That's my question. And if it does, we've had one or two messages here that said they do happen. We had a caller that says it does happen. The question is, which have you experienced? Because a lot of people may not know that this has happened. Maybe in your part of River State where you are resident in, it has not happened. But no news getting to my grapevine says that it does happen. And sometimes for some of the, quote, most whimsical of reasons. For example, I have heard that during the Christmas season, such as the one we're entering very shortly, that you're going to get letters that will mandate you making a contribution to the community for Christmas celebration. But the question is, these Christmas celebrations don't necessarily get to everybody. A lot of people will travel. And then some people ask me, what if I don't believe in Christmas? Are you going to force me to, you know, as it were, join your Christmas party? You know, what exactly is the legality of some of these levies? You know, that's the question.
The views and opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info, let's talk.
My 2.3, hello Port Harcourt, good morning.
Yeah, Mr. Jude.
Good morning, please.
Yeah, I'm calling from Amawa.
Welcome.
Yeah, I want to confirm something. This was part, you know, before you start arranging for a security act, the government is supposed to have been planning on how they will be paid. But presently, now, they are leaving shops. People are now the ones, they are leaving people carrying their property that they must pay for us back.
Interesting.
Non-indigenous are the ones paying this money. Indigenous are not paying it.
What area?
So is it the right thing?
What area is this?
Omagwa as a whole. Yes.
Okay. All right. So this is some form of illegal levy that you don't know about. Well, we'll find out. More investigations have to be made. Walter is in Rupak. Walter, good morning to you, please.
Good morning, my brother, Jude.
Welcome.
Levies happens. It's everywhere. But it depends on the tune. Like, for instance, this burial that I've been at Rumba Lumene. There's nothing bad for a central committee going for assistance. It's not by imposing. There's a difference between assisting and imposing levies on people for bearer. Okay? It depends on the tune.
Okay.
It happens. Thank you, my brother.
All right, so it happens. Walt says it depends on the tone in which, you know, they come. There's nothing wrong in requesting for assistance for a burial. But this is just a very logical question, all right? So, like, say, Mrs. Okorafor, you know, loses her husband. She's been, you know, carrying out trade for 10, 15 years in Mile 3 market, or maybe in Rumokoro market, or whatever market it is. And then she's pretty popular, not political, but just popular. Now, I do know that people during harvest will bring out envelopes, oh, it's time for harvest, oh, please donate money, blah, 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 blah. But would Mrs. Okorafor be in the right if she was to go around and say, oh, my husband has died, I'm the chairperson of the Market Women Association, so in order to meet up with the bearer responsibilities, all the market women will pay 1,000 naira. Once again, this is only for analysis. It's just an example. I am not saying there's any lady called Mrs. Okorafor. Please. This is just an example. It's an instance. All right? How does Mrs. Okorafor's, you know, grief, as sad as it may be, affect Jude, for example, whose wife sells tomatoes in the market? Yes, Mrs. Okorafor's husband has died. It's painful. Right? But like Walter said, what's the tone? Do they come, oh, please, oh, help, oh? But even at that, though, you know, because I've worked with, you know, one or two funeral issues before. More often than not, it's the family members. It's the family members that are more invested in making sure that that funeral process goes on hitch-free. So where exactly is the role or the propriety, you know, in getting the wider public? This is going to be a ceremony. Primarily, yes, it's maybe a figurehead in that community, but primarily, you know, it's going to be for its close-knit members. 070-0923-0923-070-0923-0923. There are numbers to call: 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0007, and 0817-923-0009. So we had a penultimate caller who made mention that one of the security outfits, the vigilante forces, or services rather, I beg your pardon, vigilante services, are now going around asking people in Omagua for money to sustain them, to sustain their operations. Please, once again, if you are in Omagua, have you had these experiences? Have you, experienced any sort of levies that you're not particularly comfortable with? You didn't think it was proper? Let's know. Let's find out what's going on, you know, within the state as regarding this matter. On Facebook, Good News Alex says, good morning, Jude. What you're talking about happened last week here in Rukboku. The community is doing prayers. The chief gave order that all shops, markets should remain closed for that day. That anyone who's open will have a fine of 50,000 naira to pay. It just happened last week. Really? The community is doing prayers. Okay. We should get, you know, a lawyer to come and expatiate further. But for now, let's gather as much information as we possibly can this morning. All right, what's up? This one here says, Jude, good morning. A lot of these things happen in several of the communities here in Port Harcourt in particular. When it's time for a celebration, that's when they remember that people are in the area and they can use them for whatever they want to do. But during the year, nothing is done. What exactly has the community done for a lot of those people who have shops in that area? Next to nothing. All they just do is sit down, wait for celebrations, and send out levies. I am not making this up. Jude, letters are usually sent. This is serious. Really? They send letters. Ima is in there, boy. Ima, good morning to you, please.
Good morning, Bro Jude.
Good morning. Welcome.
Bro Jude, do you know that even during the area, do you know that the public roads are blocked?
Hmm.
Public roads.
That happens.
It make. Like when you want to bury somebody, then you will now ask businesses to close. It is not done anywhere apart from Nigeria. If you go to Ghana or Cameroon, only.
Oh dear, Ima. Walter is in Rukpaku. Walter, good morning to you, please.
Well, Jude, I called back again because yes, somebody mentioned what happened with my place last week.
Prayer.
Okay. It's annual prayer we do every year.
Okay.
And I think it's not bad. And that has been sustaining us. Because if you watch on air, you can't hear any fracas in Europe. We do it annually.
So this is something that the shop owners, the businesses there have had an agreement over?
No, the thing is that this is what happened in our community.
Okay.
I think all of them,
okay,
they are involved. They come out for the prayer too, but it's not throughout the day. It's from 7 o'clock to, I think, about 12 or 1 a.m. I mean, 1 p.m.
Mm.
It's not throughout the day. Okay? It happened. It's annual something, and that has been sustaining us. Then back to OSPAC, like somebody mentioned. That we should ask, who pays OSPAC?
Mm.
Who pays them? The government paying them? You see, if they ask for token for them to sustain themselves for their for bullets and so on, I think it's not bad.
But once again,
it depends on the approach.
Yeah, exactly, because you mentioned it depends on the tone. But
yes,
the person who said they go around with a levy. That means you must pay a B C amount. And so this is not the first time that a report has come to us like that.
You see, the thing is that this thing involves community government. If they're supposed to, the community is supposed to arrange themselves, indigenous and non-indigenous, they have to agree on the amount for each shops and whatever to pay. Let be agreed with the people residing in the place. Not person coming and say, pay so. No. It's not done. I'm just saying in my own place.
All right. Okay? Walter.
So it depends on how the arrangement is being done.
All right.
Thank you
very much, Walter. Great to have heard from you. So this is why conversations like this are very important. You know, let's understand what exactly is going on. 0700923 0923 0917 923 0973 0917 923 0973 0917 923 0973 0917 923 0973 0917 923 0973 0917 923 0973 0917 923 0973 0917 923 0973 0917 923 0973 0917 923 0973 0917 923 0973 0917 923 0973 0917 923 0973 0917 923 0973 0917 923 0973 0917 923 0973 0917 923 0973 0917 923 0973 0917 923 0973 0917 923 0973 0917 923 0973 0917 923 0973 0917 923 0973 0917 923 0973 0917 923 0973 0917 923 0973 0917 923 0973 0917 923 0973 0917 923 0973 0917 923 0973 0917 923 0973 0917 923 0973 0917 923 0973 0917 923 0973 0917 923 0973 0917 923 0973 0917 923 0973 0917 923 0973 0917 923 0973 0917 923 0973 0917 923 0973 0917 923 0973 0917 923 0973 0917 923 0973 0917 923 0973 0917 923 0973 0917 923 0973 0 There are numbers 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0007, and 0817-923-0009. WhatsApp and Telegram available on 0809-030-6416. And if you get to hear any story or any complaints, please, you know, you can call in to, you know, give clarity if you by chance have a bit more information on the said issue. Once again, appreciative of Walter and his ability to, as it were, shed more light on that particular issue. Okay, and this one here says, hi Joe, good morning. There are several levies that people are meant to pay within these areas, and it's normal. Like you said, when you have community issues, it's usually good that the community comes together to fix them. But my problem is, a lot of the communities here are biased towards their drives whenever they want to get money. It's usually enforced in illegal methods. It doesn't make sense to me. The government should checkmate their activities. Okay. So enforcing some of these levies tends to go through some illegalities. Kingsley is on the line. Kingsley, let's hear from you. Kingsley, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, there is nothing wrong about communities coming together, whether entities or non-entities, agree to do a particular thing that will benefit every person living in that community. but the level of illegality in our system that has given rise to people, particularly most of the, those things happen mostly in the upland Ikwerre villages. It does not happen in the riverine areas. There's no riverine area where people are living that they will say shops will be closed because there's a particular farmer ruler. He has activities or burial or whatever occasion that people should close down their shops or people should come and contribute money for the purpose of the burial or one or two. It does not happen in the riverine areas. This is mostly happen in the other upland Ikwerre villages. And because of the level of illegality, how can somebody come and levy you? Even when you are a tenant, you are paid your necessary fees and dues, and a landlord, because he has a burial or he has something to his wife died or child died or something happened, he died, he said, everybody should come and contribute money for the burial.
Really?
It's very, very wrong.
Well, Kingsley, you've heard of landlords who have imposed levies on tenants because of a burial?
Yes, yes.
Wow.
I have experienced in so many cases where a landlord, because of the burial activity, is believed and they said that all the tenants to contribute XYZ amount and to help him to bury. Or sometimes even put them under the breath to come and pay, even when their rent have not expired, that they should come and pay a certain sum of amount to them for the burial. It is done, and this is very, very wrong.
Mm.
And because we live in a system where there is no check, people just go and develop one thing, and you shop on unnecessary authority. And because of their connection, they will use police, they will use area boys, they will use criminals to come after you. And to avoid some of those unpleasant circumstances, some people just comply to pay, just to avoid trouble.
Mm.
Which is very, very bad.
Okay.
And if at least the tenants they have a forum or a platform where they can also make complaints or whether they can take steps to redress it in court of maybe the police report, I think government will give a level of right to protect tenants or protect these also certain entities of the communities.
All right. Kingsley, thank you very much. It's been a pleasure listening to you this morning. So Kingsley is cooperating and even goes as far as saying that some landlords do this. If my memory doesn't fail me, I think I probably heard of a similar scenario, but I had to be very sure. Anyway, on WhatsApp, 0809-030-6416, 0809-030-6416. Good morning, Jude. Not every levy is compulsory. You can pay levies for burial if it concerns you. You pay in church. You pay in organizations you belong to. Otherwise, any levy that does not directly affect you is not important. I packed into my newly rented apartment. Within a month, a woman came to me asking for a levy to visit a woman who put to bed. Meanwhile, I had them celebrating and drinking. Nobody came and gave me drink, but they came for a levy with a specific amount. I didn't even talk because the levy is not compulsory. Lady V. So they finished drinking and sharing the meat. They didn't ask you to go. Oh dear. Okay, all right, moving on. This one here says, hi, Jude, good morning. Some of these levies have great intentions. Imagine moving into an area that has been fraught with security challenges. I think it's only fair because sometimes these levies will bring stability to an area. But there are some of these levies that do not make sense to me. How can I pay a levy for sanitation when they don't come to clean, but they collect the money? It doesn't make sense to me. Aha! That's another levy. Sanitation levy. I've heard of, thank you very much. That's from James. I've heard about that sanitation levy. You pay a levy, in quote, sanitation levy, in one area, in one community, but nobody comes to do any cleanup. Nobody in the community. You still take your trash back in those days, put it at the media on the road. Fortunately, that's been discouraged. Oh, by the way, speaking of discouraging, I've observed that some people along the East-West Road, particularly where we are, you know, between Obirikwere and Rumosi Junction, apparently they've now become so lazy that they can't get to where there is a collection point at Rumosi Junction and dispose their trash. So at night, you come out at night, you see, it's not as bad as a mound as it used to be before, but you begin to see and observe, you know, trash being brought to the middle of the road. Once again, please, if you are along this East-West Road, the collection point for your trash is at Rumosi Junction. So if you can, use your two left legs sometimes to catwalk and get to Rumosi Junction to buy your fish and whatnot, you should be able to still take that same measure in the evenings and get to that place and put your trash, not on the median. Please. So that the day they catch you, you won't shout, "It's wicked people, they're being racist, they don't like your color or your hair." It's not any of those. You're actually breaking the law. Chris is on the line. Chris, good Hello. Morning.
Can I contribute to the radio?
Yes, please. Program? Good morning, Chris. Welcome.
Good morning, Jude. How are you today?
Good morning to you. Welcome, please.
Fine, thank you. Please, I want to say this. If true to be true, Ikwere land is one of the worst places to live all over the world.
I'm sorry. Chris, let me stop you. Hold on, Chris. Hold on. Time out. All right, I've let Chris go. Once again, remind you, there are rules to having conversations here on Nigeria Info. Yes, people are emotional, but, you know, you don't make certain general statements. You know, once again, that statement can be interpreted, not even misinterpreted, can be interpreted as being inciting. You can't just come and say, people who live in Obakari are the worst people on... Please. Once again, Chris, I understand that maybe you have something that was very personal, maybe an experience that needed to be shared, but we need to be very mindful the way we share these things. Don't forget, we're talking for development. We're not talking so that you are right, that person is wrong. No, that's not the aim. The aim of the conversation is not to make you right or you wrong. The aim is to develop. The aim is to correct mistakes. The aim is to highlight how things can be improved upon, please. So, Chris, please do bear with us. You can send a message if you want to. The number to call is 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. That's where you'll find us on WhatsApp, all right? 0809-030-6416. Facebook, Twitter, we're wrapping up now. We have just about 30 seconds. At Nigeria Info PH, at Nigeria Info PH. The conversation continues. Keep sending your messages there. My name is Jude. Good morning.